Be'etochen for Life, Shir 767, Thursday, Parshas Bereishis. Today's shir is generously sponsored, L'schus Refuah Shleima, Frumit Bas Rachel Gittel. The schus of the chizik and the learning of thousands of listeners should bring her a Refuah Shleima, Refuah Sanefesh, or Refuah Saguf. When we come away from a yomtiv, especially a yomtiv that peaked the Yomim Neiroim, we have to walk away with something. There should be some message that we take with us, like Chazal say from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Ikvu li yom echad. Hold on one more day. Shmini Atzeres is one more day that we stay with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Koshe alai predaschem. It's very difficult for me to leave you. And the Mefarshim explained that the purpose of that one day is to sum up the message of the entire Yom Tov and all of the Yom Tovim that we experienced. And therefore, we have one day to sum it up, so then there won't be such a difficult separation between us and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If we have a message, if we have a mission statement that we take with us. And what is that mission statement? On Simchas Torah, we began the Hakafis with a pasuk. Ata Haresa Ladas. You were shown to know. Ki Hashem Hu Ha'Elohim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Elohim. Ein oid milvadai, there is nothing besides the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the pasuk that we begin the Hakafas with, and Nusach Sfarad says that pasuk every Shabbos before you open the Aron Kodesh. We have a similar pasuk that we also say in Tefillah of Aleinu, V'yodata hayayim v'hashevaysa levavecha, ki Hashemu alaykim v'hashamayim imal v'al aretz mitachas ein oid. That a person should know, Ki Hashem hu ha'elokim. So apparently when we begin the Hakafas, the Simcha of Simchas Torah, we utilize this pasuk. This is the message that we should be taking with us. And it's interesting because when we end Yom Kippur, we also end with this concept. Hashem hu ha'elokim. We say it 7 times. That means apparently this concept is the theme that should be taking us through these Yomim Tovim, and perhaps this concept should be taking us through the entire year. You should know this concept. It's such an important concept. V'yadata hayoyim, like we say in Aleinu at the end of davening. You should know it, but not only should you know it, v'hashev yisrael v'avecha. You should bring it to your heart. It should be something that you live with. It should be something that goes together with you wherever you go. Ki Hashem hu ha'elokim. What does it mean, Hashem hu ha'elokim? It means the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Elokim. But if he's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he's Hashem, then what are we adding by saying hu ha'elokim? Apparently there's a difference between them because one name is Yud Kei Vav Kei Hashem and the other name is Elokim. But what exactly, what is the message that we are supposed to be taking with this statement? We will, Be'ez Hashem, continue this discussion. Here is sponsorship information. Please note, all of our work is voluntary, and nobody gets paid for any time and effort that is invested to keep sending out these shirim. All donations go directly to upgrading our system and helping us reach more listeners. To sponsor one shir is $180 a day. To sponsor all of the shirim is $500 a day. Every donation, however, is greatly appreciated. To mail a check, please make the check payable to Congregation Kerem Shlomo, and please mail it to The Path for Life, 14 Jenine Way, J-E-A-N-I-N-E, Way in Lakewood, New Jersey, 08701. To donate by credit card, please contact us via email, shiurim@thepathforlife.com. shiurim@thepath4life.com. Tiskulum mitzvahs.